1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Always great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Well, Ann, I guess we can now safely say that the Stratford Festival season is well underway because we have now the full slate of shows. All the shows have opened.
We do have everything. We can't say open. Love Labor's Lost is just in previews.
Okay.
We do have everything on stage or already closed for the year. So that's a great point to be at, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
As we approach these cool morning fall temperatures, I hate to say it, 8 degrees.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's feeling like fall. Of course, we got the long weekend coming up. Let's talk about Love's Labor's Lost. My goodness, it hasn't opened just yet, but opening night will be fast approaching for that show.
Yeah, it is a beautiful production of Love's Labor's Lost. I really, really enjoyed it when I saw it at the dress rehearsal. I think the tickets are a little hard to come by, but I strongly urge you to try because, you know, Love's Labor's Lost is one of the Stratford Festival's Shakespeare's. That's, I think it's one we've done more than most of the other plays by Shakespeare. We've also produced it more times than most other theaters in the world. And it's because it was a favorite of Michael Langham, our second artistic director. And also, Love's Labor's Lost was the play that Anthony Cimolino first saw at the festival as a teenager that made him want to go into theater. So it is a beautiful play, and I love this production that we have, directed by Peter Pasek. It's got a wonderful performances by Amaka Ume and by Tyrone Savage. So many, many, many more. It is beautiful. If you can get a ticket, please try to get a ticket. You will not regret it. It is absolutely sensational.
And again, it opens September 9th, and it's happening at the Studio Theater. So a Shakespeare show at the Studio Theater.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. And it's sort of shortened. It's about an hour and 45 minutes long without an intermission. And it is very funny. Gordon Miller is in it, making us all laugh hilariously as John Armato. It is... yeah, it's one to really make sure you catch. But as I said, tickets have been selling like hotcakes. So get online or call the box office and try and get a ticket.
Exactly. And gosh, with heading into the Labor Day long weekend, we're heading into the final months with Stratford Festival. But reviews, my goodness, for Frankenstein has just been fantastic.
Yeah, Frankenstein revived this movement piece. So sort of like a ballet, but more stylistic or more play-like maybe than that. There's no dialogue, but wow, the visual impact is just incredible. That's at the Avon Theater. Very scenic. Highly recommend that. Yes, some reviews have been pouring in for Frankenstein Revive. Excellent reviews. And also for Les Belles Sœurs, which has just started on the festival stage. An opportunity to see some of the great performers great female performers in the festival's company. What a group of people combined for that. So I highly recommend seeing all of these late openers at the festival. You're going to have a great time. And then, of course, if you've missed the musicals or any of the other shows, aside from the studio, you've got lots and lots of selection this September.
Yeah, no kidding. Just an amazing variety of shows with Stratford Festival. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for details. And a look ahead to any Me Inform events that we should be aware of?
Yeah, I think we should talk about the fact that Adam Gopnik is coming to town. He is, of course, a writer for The New Yorker, always fascinating. It's a great opportunity to come and hear a really wonderful interviewer talk about some great subjects with some fascinating people. So if you go to the website and see what's on Me Inform, you'll have a chance to get those tickets too. And I should note that the shows at the Tom Patterson close at the end of September, so it is time to rush out to see Wedding Band, absolutely exquisite, Grand Magic, really wonderful and funny, and Richard II, which has so many people coming to see this incredible interpretation of the play by Brad Fraser. So come on, don't miss these shows.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up on that. Again, Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. And Ann, before we let you go, my gosh, last Monday couldn't have been a better day for the 49th get-together for the cricket match between Stratford Festival and Shaw Festival at Lower Queen's Park. It was just a great day for that.
How thrilling, and we won!
The trophy's back in Stratford, yeah, but just a perfect day, again, for the cricket match, for folks checking it out, and then the big reception at the Paul D. Fleck Marquee. So a perfect, perfect day for that, and a great season with Stratford Festival. It continues. Ann Swerdfeger. Thanks again, Ann.
Thank you, James.